Whenever you want, just go in there and cook them and make fried apple pies and apple pies out of them.
Yeah.
And most people used to take, you know, make a fried apple pies on top of the stove out of just flour.
When you left them out in the sun, what would happen to them? They would all
start shrinking up and turning brown.
Yeah, the skin would get all dry and wrinkled and
withered up.
Huh?
We call it withered up.
Withered up, okay. Now, the kind of nuts that we grow down in Georgia, you know, that they used to pull out of the ground and roast them a lot?
Peanuts.
Yeah. You have other names for them? What are they called?
Goober.
Goober.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Any other kind of nuts that y'all would get here?
Mm-hmm.
Any ones on
trees? Then we got hickory nuts and walnuts.
Uh-huh.
Have to grow good fish, you know, get a hold of a walnut. Have it black. And have to first take that out of cool off. Most of them, if they already fell off the tree, that black part just be on there, then you can have a hard time getting to it.
Yeah.
Then have pecans and...
Oh, you had what?
Pecans.
Okay. And did you ever get those kind of long, flat nuts? They don't grow here. You'd have to get them in a can. What would you get in a can if you bought nuts now? Like old planters, what would be in there?
Oh, some nigatos and...
okay.
And some
Brazil nuts,
yeah.
You get almonds or almonds?
Almonds in there, and you get those, some kind of long peanut in there.
Yeah. The kind of fruits and vegetables you got?
Apples and peaches and... Got some plums.
Florida, from Florida you got?
Apples and most bananas.
What do you drink this? For breakfast you might have a glass of?
Orange juice.
You get a lot of them?
Very so.
Yeah. But now, you're talking about the plums about this time of year, the plums are...
They're gone now.
They're all?
No. Plums used to come about the 1st of July.
Uh-huh.
And they don't stay no more, about 2, maybe 3 weeks.
Yeah, everybody doesn't.
No, rip the bank. Rip the plum tree right in.
Okay, so now they're all?
Gone.
Okay. What kind of vegetables you get? What about the little red vegetable? Had a root, red root to it, kind of a hot pepper?
Beet?
Peppery taste?
Beet.
Now it had a white inside. Red on the outside, white on the inside. It had a root to it.
Chive greens? No.
Okay. What kind of greens? Tell me all about the vegetables you got.
We got turnip green, mustard green, cabbage. You can grow your own lettuce, carrots, beets, and string beans, butter bean, peas, big boy peas, little boy.
What are those?
Big boy peas is those long peas, you know, they're big peas.
Uh-huh.
And you got purple hull peas. They're purple shell. And then you can grow black eye peas. And you can grow those little lady peas.
Yeah.
There's some little small peas, green. You got green peas.
Yeah. Okay, what about that thing with a real strong odor that makes your mouth water, your eyes water and
everything? Onion?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can grow them.
You got the little fresh ones?
Green onion?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can grow them too.
Okay. Or what about the red vegetables that you grow on a plant? Grow on a, you know, on a vine? Tomatoes?
Tomatoes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you call those little ones that you want to grow?
Miniature tomatoes.
Yeah.
Back then we would call them baby tomatoes.
You ever heard of Tommy Toad? No? Okay. You get reddish?
Yeah. You can grow reddish here.
Reddish, okay.